The sense of accomplishment for you, and that was 52 when it was home court in the first round, after all the time, the two main guys against.
Well, again, I think, as I'm trying to convey to the team, home court advantage has no bearing until a possible seventh game. So it's not, we don't play like seven at home, you know. We're playing two, then two, then one if it goes that far. So home court advantage is only in a deciding seventh game. And it means nothing if you don't play well. So I think sometimes home court advantage is a little bit misunderstood. When players say, you know, now we're going home, we got our crowd, you know, that helps in the last 3 or 4 minutes. You know, you got to play, you know, the whole 48 to have a chance. And I do believe if you're playing well and playing hard, I think the crowd can help you at home in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game. So I don't want to diminish it, but I don't, for so many guys who have never had home court advantage, I think it can be misunderstood a little bit as well. So we got a lot of studying to do. We're going to have to play, you know, obviously very well against a very good team. And I feel like the team is going to play, you know, really hard. And but I want to reiterate something that I told them. It's not about, you know, this isn't about like a crusade to win one series. You know, you want to be a championship caliber team. That's what we want to be. And so, you know, to do that, we have to play really well.